Okay, my friends. Before we get into today's story, I wanted to let you know about Spotify for Podcasters. It's the tool that I'm using to make my stories so that you guys can have new stories every day. If you are interested in sharing your stories, you've got to check it out. It's a really easy app. You can create your stories, you can edit them from your phone or your computer. So, no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating without having to go into a studio or do anything extra. They'll actually do all of your distribution for you too. So that part's really nice. And the best part, it's totally free. You don't have to pay for it. So you can get your stories out. I've really enjoyed doing it. I've been at it for almost, gosh, going on 3.5 years now. And because I can have questions and answers from my friends who are listening, I get to know what your thoughts are too. It's a lot of fun. I hope you enjoy me. www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started. Okay, so today, friends, we are reading a story called Not Quite Narwhal. This is written by Jesse Seema, and it's read today by Mommy and Wow. Okay, let me see if I got that right. Doopy doopy doop. Doop doop doop. Doop. I think that's right.
Pip.
Pip? Oh, it's so good to have you with me. Are you ready for your story?
And?
Are we going to have Goldie with us? You guys, it's always a party here. Are you guys ready? Ready? Okay. Kelp was born deep in the ocean. He knew early on that he was different from the other narwhals. His tusk wasn't as long as everyone else's. And he had different taste in food. And he wasn't a very good swimmer. Well, I can see immediately why. Because I think we might have a problem here. Can you see what a major difference is in the picture between Kelp and the other narwhals?
Kelp is a seahorse.
He is a horse. There's 1, 2, 3, 4 legs and he's in the sea. But I would say he has something else that makes him not quite a horse. Because he's got a unicorn horn.
He's a
unicorn. And he's not a narwhal. Narwhals live in the ocean and they have tails and fins. And he has legs. Oh, I see what the problem is here. He is not in the right place, is he? He should be on the land. Let's keep going. Let's see what happens. But his friends didn't seem to mind. So, Kelp decided he wouldn't either. That is, until he was swept away by a strong current. I wish I were a better swimmer, he says, as he got pushed by the water. Kelp found himself at the surface, closer to land than he'd ever been before. High up on a cliff, he saw a mysterious, sparkling creature. It looked so familiar. It looked like Kelp. Kelp swam toward land as fast as he could, which wasn't very fast at all, hoping that he could catch up with the creature that looked just like him. When he finally reached the shore, Kelp felt a little bit anxious. He had never left the ocean. He was nervous about walking for the first time. But the land creatures made it look so easy. What kind of land creature does he see?
A crab.
A crab. It wasn't. And in the picture, we see him trying to walk like a crab, and oof, that didn't work. And then he saw the frog jump, and he thought, well, maybe I'll try that. Ooh, ouch. No,
Unicorns do not jump like crabs. But, oh, eventually he got the hang of it. He watched the turtle walk. And turtles walk very slowly, so it gave him some time to really consider. Everything on land was strange and beautiful, but also kind of scary. Kelp began to think he might never find that creature that looked just like him. But just as he stumbled out of the forest, "Land narwhals," he says.
"Actually, we're unicorns, and by the looks of it, so are you,"
says one of the unicorns. And wow, are they living in a beautiful place? Look at this. What do you see? Rainbows and butterflies and flowers. It's beautiful. Kelp had never heard of unicorns before. They taught him all sorts of things, new things about his tusk.
"We call them horns."
"Wow." And out of unicorn horns comes rainbows. They introduced him to unicorn delicacies. Snow cones, yum! And they showed him how to gallop. There was no doubt that Kelp was, in fact, a unicorn. He was having so much fun that he didn't want to leave. But then he remembered all of his friends under the sea. Kelp missed them terribly. So he said goodbye to the unicorns and returned to the ocean.
What does that unicorn say?
That unicorn says, "Come back soon." Kelp swam toward home as fast as he could, which wasn't very fast at all, hoping that the narwhals would still like him now that he was a unicorn. When he finally arrived, Kelp had butterflies in his stomach. But what do we see? They have a banner that says, "Welcome home." And they say, "Kelp." Kelp took a deep breath and told his friends the news. "It turns out I'm not a narwhal."
"Of course you aren't,"
they say.
"I'm a unicorn."
We all knew that.
They took it quite well. Well, that's a good sign. Kelp was happy to be home, but now that he'd experienced life on land with the unicorns, he couldn't seem to forget them. Did he want to be a land narwhal with the unicorns or a sea unicorn with the narwhals? Kelp couldn't decide. And then he realized that maybe, just maybe, he didn't have to choose. And so look, he has had a big party and he's invited all the narwhals to the shore, to the beach. And all the unicorns are also at the beach and they're playing all kinds of games and relaxing together and enjoying each other's company. And what a wonderful place to be. But there's one last little picture that's very, very funny. We have to describe it. What animal is that?
A rhinoceros.
And the rhinoceros walks right up to Kelp and says,
"I'm a unicorn."
And Kelp says, "No, friend. You might not be." But you know what? It's nice to know that you can find your place in this world. That's it. And friends, that is
the dart.
The
and
dart.
The dart?
Jar.
The jar?
The end.